Good morning, Rabboisai! Ah! Shkoyach! Lili Nishmasimi Mirosi Rusbas Mordechai. Today's shiur sponsored by Chaim in honor of me. Sponsored by Aaron Trowering in memory of my mother, Beverly Trowering, Belo Bas Henach. Neshama should have an aliyah. Lili Nishmas, Tehele Gechavetz Chaim. Harav HaGoyni wrote here, HaTzadik HaKadosh, that's better. Harav Yisroel, Meir Ben Harav, Aryi Zev HaKoyin, Zeich HaTzadik HaKadosh Levrocha. Chavetz Chaim, one human being, the Schosim, could you imagine the Schosim every day? Tens of thousands of people learning Mishnah Berurah and Shemiras HaLashon and all the Sfarim, unbelievable. What one human being accomplished, 25 years to write the Mishnah Berurah, something like that, 24, 25, unreal. Lili Nishmas, Harav Yechatzkel Abramsky, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kosh Levrocho. I didn't realize we were both on the same day. Lili Nishmas, Harav Benzion Meir, Chayuzil Ben Harav Yosef Rafal, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocho. Lili Nishmas, Harav Yitzchok Plusberg, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocho. Shkoyach. Today, Rabbi Yisai, is the final day of such a Geshmakim Masechta, Masechta Sukkah. I want to tell the Olam that. Oh, there's another sponsor. Yeshua Greenfeld. Please say Tehillim for Chaim Binyamin Ben Chaya. Thank you. So, you hear Noam? They weren't even supposed to do the Gemara initiative from Sechtes Beitzah, and Baruch Hashem, they decided to do it, and over 500 people joined. 500, it's not a small number. I know, compared to Sukkah, 1,800, what's 500? 500 people starting to learn Daf Yomi or learning with us. It's amazing. We're going to get, no. We're going to go. Rosh Hashanah, they want to do over 1,000 people. They started very late. Rabboisai, it's not too late. Take out your phones right now. Take out your phones. And just write to one friend to join. MDY.com. Join MDY.com. It's unbelievable. One person, ask David Zlotnick. No, you put your phone away, Yaakov. No, you could. Find one guy. David Zlotnick. Change the person's life. He's making a scene today. Unbelievable. The feeling that you have that you're the catalyst for this. It's unbelievable. And Rabbi Yisai, I've thought to myself, since today we're finishing Masechta Sukkah, what is it about a siyum that trips people up? There are two words that trip people up, and I'm here to help you guys out. Vakitzoiso hisisichecho. Repeat that 1,000 times, please. And you say it aloud. No, vakitzoiso.
Ah,
vakitzoiso. Hisisichecho. Say that, you'll sound like a Talmud Chacham when you make your siyum. Otherwise, it's going to be, I've been by many siyumim. It doesn't sound good. Now, if you get that right, there's a bunch of other words also. Fine. But the main one, okay. What? What did you say?
Now you're just showing off.
Right. No, I practiced a lot beforehand. I was once at a speech, actually, and the guy, he quoted like a whole Gemara, Mila by Mila. You saw that the guy practiced, like, he pretended that he knows Kol HaTorah Kula, and this just happened to me. Okay. So anyways, I do want to wish a very special and heartfelt mazel tov to the new guys. The guys that just started Sukkah, and they finished their first Masechta with us. So extra special mazel tov to them for finishing today. There are many siyumim. One of the big shockers to me was London. London has 47 people already signed up. I thought that was a lot for London. I was hoping Manchester would have more, but it's not. Manchester is the first original Chabura. I told you to take out your phone so you could type a friend. Oh, let me see. Give me your phone.
Bottom.
Here. He took a picture of me and sent it to a friend. Very nice. Yishkoyah Yaakov. Your brother. Avram, yeah, Yeshua's been on his case for years. I think the first thing you have to do is tell Yeshua to get off his case. Then maybe he'll join. Tonight here in Ramah Beit Shemesh, we have close to 100 people signed up, Baruch Hashem. there's still room for another two people. So, no, we'll fit you in. Rabbi Ari Ben Shushan agreed to speak for us tonight, and Levi Freeman is speaking. All right. So, Yisher Koyach to that. Oh, Meir is at 8 o'clock here. We are not here in Prushim, next door. I mean, here in Rapid Shemesh. There was a nice, this is a little dark. Ari Weinstein from Farakwa, he sent this to me a few days ago. I guess I could use it here. He says, the Yerushalmi says on this past parsha, it says, Arur asher lo yakim is divrei HaTorah azois. Arur asher lo yakim is divrei HaTorah azois. The Yerushalmi asks, v'chiyesh Torah nefelas, what's a yakim? Is there a Torah that falls that you have to lift it up? And one of the pshatim is, Ravach b'shem Rav Tanchum, Rav Chia, lo mad v'limid v'shomer v'asa. Person learned Torah, taught Torah, kept the Torah, did everything he has to do. He could support Torah and he wasn't machzik. You get a curse if you don't support Torah. And what greater way is there to support Torah? The easy way is to give a check to yeshiva. But I think it's a lot more important to bring other people into Torah, to encourage people that don't learn or learn but they have a shvach hashir, a shvach or magid shir. They should come to the real deal right here. Otherwise, they might be in an error. You never know. Okay. Do we have a time? No, we don't have really time for another email or two because we started late. So we'll just go into it right now. We're starting by a brand new Mishnah. Brand new Mishnah. And for those who say, oh, let's start Maseches Beitza, not today. Why? No, you start today. It's a brand new Mishnah, a brand new Sugya. This has nothing to do with anything else. It's like its own little Masechta. Says the Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, the official Mishnah of Refuah Shleima, for Avram Yosef ben Chana. B'shloisha program Hashana hayu kol mishmaris shavais. The three times a year, so we discussed there are 24 mishmaris. All the kehanim, and this is the deraisa to split the kehanim up into groups. They started out at 8, and then they increased it to 16, then to 24 groups. Each group serves in the Beis Hamikdash for a full week, and they take a rotation. And so it comes out that each group serves twice a year for a week, and they take that group, split it up to days. However, three times a year, there are no groups. Everybody's equal, and they get to share in all the meat or whatever there is in the Beis HaMikdash. B'shloisha program Hashanah, Yukol Mishmar Shavis B'Murei HaRegolim. Murei HaRegolim, the parts that go into the Mizbech, as we're going to see in the Gemara what it means exactly. Ubechiluk lechem aponim. Now, the way lechem aponim works, we're going to talk about it, is there are the breads, the 12 breads, and they bake them and put them in, they switch them out on Shabbos. So one mishmar brings the breads in, another mishmar takes the breads out, and they divide the breads equally, six and six, we'll see soon. However, during the regalim, during Yontif, everybody gets to share in the lechem aponim. And this is a big chiddush, actually, because you get to share in something that you're part of, you do the avoida. So if you could perform the avoida on a karban, let's say there's a chattis that comes into the Beis HaMikdash, and I happen to be a kohen, and I'm there because all of Klai Yisrael is there, so I could perform the avoida, I could get to eat from that karban. But the lechem aponim wasn't done today. The lechem aponim was baked a week ago. So why do I get to share today? So that's a big chiddush, that I, the Kohen, could get to share just because I happened to be there, even though I had nothing to do with it, and that's again, the Gemara. Batzeres, on Shavuos, Oimer loy, Heloch Matzah, Heloch Chametz. Matzah, the Lechem Aponim, the breads of Lechem Aponim are called Matzah, they are Matzah. And I am also going to give you from the two breads of Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is called Chametz, it is Chametz. So, the Chiddush over here is, as Rashi explains, that we say like this, L'chol b'nei Aharon tia ish ke'achiv. Each part of the carbon, every carbon goes to every single person, every Kayan. In other words, I cannot tell my fellow Kayan, give me the lechem aponim, you take the shtei alechem, or vice versa. I get a little lechem aponim and a little shtei alechem, and you get it. Don't try to mix things up. Don't push more on one and take a little bit from the other. It's l'chol b'nei Aaron. The b'nei Aaron get all of it. Mishmar shezmanu kavua, who makriv tamidim, by the way, I just looked it up, over 700 charged in Masechta Sukkah, so came out to approximately average of 18 charged per day, which is insane. Don't expect an Masechta Beitzah. That was all due to the great Sefer of Kol HaLashon, a tremendous Hakaras HaTov to them. I mean, we got hundreds of pictures from them.
Is that more per day than
Erevin? What?
Is that more per day than Erevin?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Because Erevin, the total Erevin was 700. And this is only a 56. How many Dapim were in Erevin? Yeah. It's getting more as time goes on because I get to use charts from less, whatever. Fine. Says the Mishnah. Now, but don't forget that there's a mishmar that belongs in that week. And he gets to be makriv, the tumid of the day. Nidarim and nedavos, any extra karbanis that people are bringing from their own neder and own nedava. Ushar karbanis tzibur, and other karbanis tzibur, as the Gemara is going to explain, it means the parhelim davar. If chas v'shalom, the bezdin, the Sanhedrin, Paskins that Klai Yisrael should do an Avera that you get Karis on. So Klai Yisrael brings a bull. How often was that? I hope it never happened. Umakrev is a koil, and that particular Mishmar gets to be Makrev everything. As the Gemara is going to explain, it's referring to the Kites HaMizbeach. When we get to the Gemara, I'll explain what it is. Emura Eregolim. The parts of the Yontif, ask the Gemara, how could the Kohanim divide that? Shogavayaninu, that belongs to the Mizbeach, that gets burnt, that goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to HaKayim. Amar Rav Chisda, the word Emure over here doesn't mean like we learned in Chulin day after day, the Emurim, Emurim. It's a play on words. It means, Masha Amar Biragalim. This what which was said in the Regal, not the Emurim, not the parts that go on the Mizbeach, but rather the Karbonis that we're discussing. For instance, you know, so when we were learning Pesachim, I mentioned it then, but for the new people, I was talking to a Talmud Chacham in Farakwe, and he said something, tafyoimi, for balbatim, you know, and I noticed that he doesn't really learn much. He used to learn a lot, not anymore. So it was not so nice, but in front of his wife, I said, so tell me, how many korbanos does one bring on Pesach? Every male that comes to Yerushalayim, how many korbanos? Carbon Pesach. Yeah, what else? So here it is. There's a list of five korbanos each Zachar has to bring. If you learn Daf Yomi, you know it. If you learn in Yeshiva the first five Daf of Erev Masechta, you'll never get to it. So one of them is Oil Asriya, Shalmi Simcha, Shalmi Chagiga. So these are korbanos that we're talking about now. These are the. No, he became anti it. Much more anti. Yeah. Ran around his wife. Yeah, yeah. Since then, I got many nasty comments from him. Says the Gemara that what? The karbanos that people bring when they come to the Beis HaMikdash. Oila Asriya. You have to bring Oila. You have to take a sheep with you. Beis Hashem, when Mashiach comes, we're going to have to bring korbanos, animals with us. Or they'll sell it outside over there. Oileria and Shalmi Chagiga. And that's what the Kohanim are going, but it's not the Emurim. It's not the innards. What?
It's Chagiga and also Shlamim of Simcha.
We're not talking about Pesach now. We're talking about Sukkot. Minayin shekol ha-mishmar shavis be'mur erigolim. So, or turn about it. Minayin shekol ha-mishmar shavis be'mur erigolim. How do you know that everybody gets to divide it? Why is it not specifically to that mishmar, which is the deraisa, by the way? The mishmar that we split up the mishmar is the deraisa. So maybe they should get to eat everything. Tamaloy maru bo b'chol avas nafshoi v'sheiris. A kohen decides to come to the Beis HaMikdash and to perform the avoda. If he performs the avoda, he gets to join in. Over here in this pasuk, you see that idea that if a kohen performs, if the kohen is part of the avoda, so he gets to join in and eat it. So if he decides to come there and join in, so he gets to eat from it. Okay, maybe he could just show up any day he wants. from one of the cities, from one of the gates, Loyamarti Ella Bashash call Yisrael and Khlazim Shar Echad. That's only on Yantiv when Klai Yisrael comes in from one gate, then all the Kohanim get to perform the Avaida. If they perform the Avaida, they get to eat from it. And that's the big chiddush. How do you know that if you perform the Avaida with Lechem upon him, you get to eat from it? You don't perform the Avaida, sorry. You don't perform the Avaida. You just happen to be there. The Avaida, when was the Avaida of the Lechem upon him? A week before. The previous week they made it. Now you're just sitting there, you're watching it. And as we mentioned, I don't remember which Masechta, one of the Nisim, they used to show Klai Yisrael, they come up to the regal, they would pull out the bread and show how it's steaming hot still, a week later to show the Nisim. So, it was steaming, the Nes was that they made it a week ago and still hot now. If you are part of the Avoida, you're part of the Achila. My Achila. Now, it can't be Achila of Korbanos. Umay achila ilim korbanos. If we're talking about the Shalmi Chagiga, the Sirchatos, says Rashi also. There's a Sirchatos you can eat from. Mahazam nafko, lakoyna makrivaisa l'idea. Like we said before, there's a pasuk, lakoyna makrivaisa. So it can't be that achila. Ela lechem aponim. So I'm gonna say that it comes to include lechem aponim. And hold on a second. Yachal av b'choyves haboy shaloy machmas haregel. Beregel, maybe it comes to say other korbanos as well that have nothing to do with the yontif. Tamaloymar levad mimkurov ala aves. Mimkurov is lashon of mecher, of making a deal with somebody. Ma macher aves elazeh. What did our forefathers make a deal and there was an understanding between them? Ani b'shabati v'atav b'shabat. I get 1 week, you get another week, and that's it. So memela. Since there's no avoda here in the lechem. In the lechem itself, the zero avoida. So it makes sense that I get to this pasuk of achila. I get to share with somebody with the other mishmar, but not other korbanos. Batzeres oimer loy helach itmar rav omar sukkah va'achar kach zman. So we're going into a whole other sugi now. This is how we do it today. This is the halacha. But it comes from this sugi right here. This is machlokes. You have two brachas that we say in Kiddush. Asher kisholim says of tzivanu leishe basukah. And you also have shechiyonu v'kiyimonu v'kiyonu v'zanzeh. Which bracha goes first? Now, we learned already in the Masechta that when you build your sukkah, you should make a shechiyonu. But we don't do this in our days because not everybody builds a sukkah, whatever. You're sharing sukkah. We don't do it like that. And let's say you didn't build a sukkah. You already had a sukkah. You're a guest. You're making Kiddush. So you say Shechiyanu on the first night. Which one comes first? Machloikis. Rav Omar Sukkah V'achkach Zman. Rav says, first you say Leishev, and then Shechiyanu. And that, in fact, is the halachas we're going to see. Rav Ravachan Omar Zman V'achkach Sukkah. It's the reverse. First you say Shechiyanu, then you say Sukkah. Rav Omar Sukkah V'achkach Zman Chiyuva D'yayma Adif. First, you have to talk about the day. Leishev Sukkah. Today's Sukkos. Rav Ravachan Omar, Zman V'achkach Sukkah. The reason why I say Shechiyanu first, Tadir V'sheinu Tadir Kaidim. Since Shechiyanu is in every Yontif, it's about the regel. We're saying Shechiyanu on the regel on Yontif. So we say it a bunch of times every year. So it comes first. It's more common. Whatever is more common comes first. Says Gemara Leimer Rav 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 Chana Plukta Bei Shabbos Bei Silukum Iflegi. Perhaps this goes back to earlier machlokes between Bei Shabbos Bei Silu. The Tana Rabbana. We learned the Masechtas Brachos. Dvarim Shabbos Bei Shabbos Bei Silu Basuda. These are machlokes in halachas of the Suda. Bei Shabbos Yomrim Mevarach Alayoyim Achav Mevarach Alayayin. So here you have Kiddush. If you don't recall what Kiddush sounds like, maybe you think to yourself now, which bracha comes first? Hagefen or Mekadish HaShabbos. So here it is. We do it like this. First comes Bari Priya Gofen, wine, then Shabbos. B'Shamay say, first comes the blue bracha, Mekadish HaShabbos, and then Mevarach HaLayayim. Or Be'Sil Oimrim, and of course we passing like B'Sil almost every time, Mevarach HaLayayim, Vakach Mevarach HaLayayim. We make a bracha first on the wine, and then on Shabbos. And we're trying to say this is the same achlokes as we have over here. They say Leishev Sukkah before Shechiyanu. Without Shabbos being here, there's no wine. And not only that, what comes first? First, Shabbos pops in, and then only that, you go to the refrigerator and you pull out your wine. But Shabbos is here before. Why do we do wine first? Without wine, you can't make Kiddush. Says Rashi, but you can do it on bread. Okay. Not a kasha. Ain't a chanami. It's the wine, it's the bread, but they are the cause of the Kiddush. So Mela, the wine comes before Kiddush. Wine comes before Kiddush because you can only say Kiddush if you have wine or bread. So the wine or the bread should come before Kiddush. Dover acher, because hayayin tadiro, or because hayayin ain't tadiro. Tadir shayin tadir, tadir kaidim. So over here we have a concept of tadir shayin tadir. Wine comes before Shabbos. Leima Rav, the Omar Kibishame, Rav that says, Sukkah is before Shechianu. And Shechianu is Tadir. It goes like Bishamai. Bishamai don't care about Tadir, it seems like. And they still care about Tadir Bishayna Tadir. So it seems like Rav, and this is a big problem, obviously. Rav, who we passing like Rav all the time, the Gal Adar, he's going to say like Bishamai, who we don't passing like. Rav Rabbechano, who says that Tadir Bishayna Tadir, Tadir to Kaidim, that what? You say Shechianu first. If you have Sukkah and Shechianu, we say Shechianu first according to Rav Rabbechano. Why? Shechianu is more common for all the Yom Tovim. Seems to match Beis Hillel. Don't give Beis Hillel. Amalach Rav, no. No connection between the Machlokes in either direction. Not for Rav and not for Rav Rav Rechana. Amalach Rav, I know that I'm Rav Yudu Beis Hillel. I could say like Beis Hillel. I can't look at Rav Beis Hillel also. Amalach Shayayin Goyrim Nekidush Shteyomer. The reason by Shabbos we say wine first is because without wine there's no Kiddush at all. Avalachi loves man miloy amrin on sukkah. If a guy is on his way, or forget a guy is on his way. A guy that's every single day, the third day of sukkahs. Do you say Shechianu? No, but you say leishiv sukkah. You say leishiv sukkah all the time. So one is not connected with the other. V'rabbe v'aruchanu amaloch. Ano da amri afilu lebe shamei. Rabbi Rechana says, I could even say like Bishamai. Why would he want to say like Bishamai? I don't know. But maybe he says, it's not connected. I could even say like Bishamai. I don't want to say like Bishamai because it's not a la halacha. But I could. There's no riot that I go like Bishamai, Bishamai go like me. It's the day Shabbos that causes the wine. Avalacha, ilav sukkah, without a sukkah, milo yamrin in zman. So this is the case. If a person does not have a sukkah, says Rashi, he's a traveler, he's a hoylech derech. He doesn't have a sukkah, but he still has to say Shechianu. He's in the middle of Yontif. Beautiful. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us a Yontif. By the way, I don't know about you guys, but I know that my Yontif this year is going to be different. Bezer Hashem. At least when I go to buy a shroigim, my dal minim, I'm going to be more careful, spend more time. With the way I tie it, I think I'm going to try to do something different. And also the sukkah. I want to spend more time building it. Get something out of the Masechta. Something relevant to us. Each to their own.
On the same level?
What?
On the same level this year?
On the same level? Always. What do you mean? The three on the same level? Always, every year. It has to be on the... That's everybody does. I hope everybody does. Do you mean the leaves have to be on the same... String? 100%. Always. If you get a chazanish, you get a mehuda mehuda, that's how it is. That's 30 centimeters packed by an Arab. Correct. I saw that picture. Seven through seven, if the guy gives it to me. If you get seven, so you always have three in a round. You don't have to worry about it being on different levels. Yeah, exactly. Those kind of things. Avalacha, or... I was going to try to get a ravis from a river, and then somebody yelled at me, well, that's not the minig of Klai Yisrael, da, da, da. Okay, fine. I'm still going to try to get it. I don't know if they sell. They sell here in Eretz Yisrael? Hadassah from the river? You can buy it. Okay. I'll go cut it myself when this is a day with no shear. Okay. It's not. So Gemara wants to bring it right from our Mishnah. Batzeres oimer loy. Heilach matzah, heilach chametz. on, so pay attention to the wording of the Mishnah. On Shavuos, Atzeres, they tell the Kayan, here's matzah. What's matzah? Lechem Aponim. And here's a little bit of the Shtei Alechem that belongs to Shavuos. Which one is more common? Obviously, Lechem Aponim, which is once a week. V'achad Chametz Iker, u'matzah tafel. Over here we have a different thing. Fakert. The Chametz is the Iker. Why? Today is Shavuos. Today's Shavuos. So the two breads belong to Shavuos. That's the Iker. The Lechem Aponim was made a week ago. So it's a tafel. It's a side thing. But the main deal today on Shavuos are the two breads. And what do we say to the guy? Here's some Lechem Aponim and here's some Shtei Alechem. Because Lechem Aponim is Tadir. We don't care about what's Iker, what's Tafel. We care about what's Tadir, not Tafel. To Yufta the Rav, this should be a Kasha and Rav who doesn't care about Tadir. Omalach Rav, Tanoi. Nisanya, no, you're right, it's a great Kasha, but at the end of the day, there's Machlokes Tanoim about this idea. What comes first? How do we even say it in the Beis Hamikdash? Our Mishnah, you're right, says it this way. Nisanya, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chometz. Avshol Oimer, Heilach Chometz, Heilach Matzah. I go like Avshol. First, they offer him the two breads, like Shavuos. And only afterwards, they offer him the Lechem Aponim. And Taisus points out, what about our Mishnah? It's a Stam Mishnah. Okay. We're not Choshes, he says. Stam Mishnah. Yinam, Yichosh, Yinam, Yichosh, Yinam, Yichosh, Yinam, Yichosh, Yinam, Yichosh, Yinam, okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Dorg Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda. Loi Kedivri Rav, Domer Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. It's not like Rav who says, that first comes Leishav Sukkah, and only afterwards comes Shechianu. But rather, it's not like this. Elos mavach kach sukkah. First comes Shechianu, then comes sukkah. Rav Shizbir, the Ravidi Omar, sukkah vach kach zman. Rav Shizbir, machloikis, had a paskin. He says, we paskin first leishim of sukkah, then zman. Behilchasa, and this is what we do. Sukkah vach kach zman. I'm just saying, everything that we're going to be doing, Bezer Hashem, just a few weeks, on sukkahs, is going to take a different understanding. We're going to say leishim of sukkah this year. We're going to realize that it's a machloikis in the last daf of the mezechta. What comes first, what comes second. That's why we say it like this. Every single part, Bezer Hashem. Mishmar Shizmanu Kavua Ushar Kabonis Sibur. So, there was a Mishmar. Let's see if we can find the chart of the Mishmaris. It was from yesterday's chart. Not really that important. Okay, I don't know. Somewhere. But we have a whole list of 24 Mishmaris, right? And in those Mishmar, here. These are the Mishmaris, 24. According to some Rishonim, it always starts with the Yarav and goes in this particular order. It never changes. Even on Yontif, there's no Goyrel. Some Rishonim say, no, on Yontif, they'll throw a raffle, and if it comes out at number 12, they'll start it from there, and they'll go down from 12 and come back around. Fine. So Mishmaris is Mani Kavua. So now we're talking about it's the middle of Sukkot, but it happens to be that Sukkot coincides with week 15. And, that's not a good name. Week 11. Eliyashiv. Like that name. Fine. So what do they get to do? They get to do all the other korbanos. Lasui mai. What does it mean, all the other korbanos? Lasui par helem davishal tzibur. If there's a aver of karis, dafka karis, and Sanhedrin, for whatever reason, told Klai Yisrael, go ahead, do this aver. It's not an aver. It's mutter. And then they realize they made a mistake. Instead of every single person in Klal Yisrael bringing a karban, there'll be millions of karbanis. They bring one par, one bull, helem davar. And that's the only people that could deal with it and burn the ashes and whatever we have to do with the par helem davar is Eliyashiv. Even though all these mishmaris are in the Beis HaMikdash that day, no, it's only Eliyashiv because they are the mishmar of that week. What? No, it has to be anything that has to do with the chag. On a chalambayit, you're saying? Yeah. Not a chag. No, so no. Only things that have to do with the regal. Okay. No, that already says in the Mishnah. And then the end of the Mishnah says, Vishar korbanos. Here it says, Magrib, Tamidim, and Dorim, and Davos. Sharkabar and Sibur. Tzibur. What's Tzibur? Chad is not Tzibur. So what's the Chiddush in Tzibur? Vuhu, Magrib is a call. And then the Mishnah continues, and this Mishmar 15 continues to be Magrib. Other Karbonis, Lasuyimai, Lasuyei. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the word here. Usiri Avodah Zarah. It's the same idea that if Sanhedrin said, go ahead, do Avodah Zarah, it's a big mitzvah to do Avodah Zarah, they made a mistake. So in addition to the bull, they bring a sire. Okay. V'umagir zakol, what else? Lasuyi mai, lasuyi keitz ha-mizbeach. Keitz ha-mizbeach, we learned many, many times, is that when there shouldn't be, keitz means the dessert of the mizbeach. There shouldn't be any downtime on the mizbeach. So if there are no other karbonis being mikrav on the mizbeach, you go ahead and you open up the pushka, all this, the money that comes from selling off animals that have a mum, they put in the pushka, they use that money for the Keitz HaMizbeach, and who gets to do it? Only Mishmar number 11, 15, whatever, whoever's on the Mishmar that week. Says the Heilige Mishnah, the official Mishnah sponsored by, I don't need this anymore, just ask Akiva, by official, Refuah Shleimah for Brino Bas Yenta Devira. Says the Mishnah, Yondav HaSamach L'Shabbos, Bein Milafoneh, Bein Le'achreh. So we're going to see in the Gemara what this means. Before and after, if Yontav is very close to Shabbos, this Mishnah is a Chiddush. We're not talking about the Halacha de Arais over here, that the Mishmar gets, that all the Mishmars get to shear in the Lechem Aponim. Over here is a special Halacha mid the Rabbanim. We want to be nice to the guests. And if the guests couldn't leave, they couldn't go back home, because it's too close to Shabbos. Let's say the guest had to come from out of town. And in order to be there for a Sunday, for a Sunday Yontif, they had to come on a Friday. So they were there over Shabbos as guests, but they're not part of the Avodah. They're just guests now on Shabbos. Yontif only starts on Sunday. They get to shear in the Lechem upon him nevertheless. That's the Rabbana. To be nice to them. How you call Mishmar Shavais? Bechiluk Lechem upon him. So, in this case, everybody got equal, all the Mishmars. Chalios Yom Echod Lahavzik Bein Tayim. But let's say Yontif falls out. I'm talking about Maskonas Gemar. Yontif falls out on a Monday, and you just, your flight wasn't until Monday, whatever. Your flight, you didn't want to come in so close to Shabbos. So, you, instead of coming in on Sunday, you came in before Shabbos. But you had time to come for Yontif. You could have landed, you could have taken a Sunday flight. No, I don't want to be. You know how people, like, when they have a chasana, they're not going to fly. If their kid is getting married and they have to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to fly one day before their wedding. So they come before Shabbos. Well, now you're a real guest. You're an extended guest. If that's the case, if there's a real weekday in between, it's not Yontif right after Shabbos. Okay, then we divide the 12 breads 10 and 2. The extended guests only get to share in 2 breads, not in 6. But all other days of the year, all other Shabbosim, the Mishmar, because they used to switch the Mishmar on Shabbos. So the Mishmar, those who came in would take 6 breads. I just stuck in the word on Mishmar. And the Mishmar that goes out takes 6 breads. In other words, they divide it equally. It's not equal. It's 7 and 5. And the Gemara is going to explain why. So here, Rabbi Yisai, Gershon, over here. Okay, if that doesn't work, I could do this. Okay. This side over here is Tzafen. This is where their makriv, the Kotche HaKadoshim, this is the important, the Chashavah side. So, those coming in, eat their breads over here. By the way, the Lechem Aponim is up here, and they bring it out, and they eat it over here. The guys leaving, eat it on this side. And that's a sign, these are the Chashuvim, they just came in, and these are the Shvacha guys, they're leaving. Bilga, one of the 24 Mishmaris is called Bilga, and we'll see it Be'ezer Hashem by the Siyum. That's the final It's a very sad story. She went off the derech, basically. She married a guy. And they punished the entire Mishmar. Why? That's the Gemara. And because they punished her, what was the punishment? La'olam chilekes badaraim. No matter what, even when she comes in, her Mishmar comes in. They're all still there. Just her, she was bad. Lucas, Lucas. So instead of eating the bread on this side, they always eat the bread on that side. And the ones leaving go get the one right before Yeshev stays over here. V'tabato kfuah. Now, there were 24 rings. Right over here you can see the rings. And these rings would hold the animal down as so. The way the ring worked, it was in the ground. It was a circle that went into the floor. It could never come out. And they just kept on going in a circle. And they would open it up by pulling it, put the head of the animal there, and then put it right back into this hole and complete the circle. Her tabat, what?
I'm getting hungry.
This makes you hungry? Yeah, hold your appetite for tonight. It's good food. The tabat kvua, they locked up her ring, so she would have to go, her mishmar would have to go borrow rings from other kohanim, and that was a big bazaar, the chaloy and astuma, and there were windows where they kept their knives for shechita. Her window was closed. Says the Gemara, if it means that the first day of Yontif was on a Friday. I hope this is in order. Otherwise, it's a big balagan. If the first day of Yontif is on a Friday, so the second day is Shabbos. What is that called? Shabbos, the middle of Yontif. And the seventh day fell out on a Sunday. I don't know if I have a... Yeah, I do have. Maybe not, but you understand what I'm saying. The seventh day of Yontif fell out on a Sunday. So in other words, the Shabbos, the last day of Yontif. So that means Shabbos is smack in the middle of Yontif. And everybody, we had in the Mishnah, everybody splits, divides everything equally. Elo lefonel yontev achron. It means that the seventh day fell out on a Friday. The seventh day, where is it? Fell out on a Friday. Seventh day. Okay, it's somewhere. 7 day fell out on a Friday. I don't know. Okay. The seventh day fell out on a Friday. In other words, Shabbos is not part of Yontif anymore. Shabbos is not in Yontif. Shabbos is the day after Yontif. If Shabbos is the day after Yontif, so what are you doing here? Go home. Well, I can't get home. I can't take a taxi. It's Shabbos today. But you don't belong here. So if you don't belong here, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to split with you. I'm going to give you some. L'achreha, and what is L'achreha, Yontif Rishon? That the first day of Yontif fell out on a Sunday. I better have that one. Here we go. The first day of Yontif fell out on a Sunday. Shabbos, Sunday. Now again, Shabbos is not part of Yontif. It's not Shabbos, like we said before, that fell out in the middle of Yontif. Shabbos is right before Yontif. So what are you doing here? Oh, you know what I'm doing here? Because I can't travel on Shabbos. So I came on Friday. I'm here from Friday. I'm here in Shabbos, but Shabbos is not part of Yontif. So then I'll split with you Minder Abban, and I'm going to give you some Lechem Abban. These guys came earlier to be there for Yontif. These guys have to stay a little bit later because Yontif is here. So Chachamim made it a kana that everybody should eat some of the Lechem Abban. Chal Yoyim Echad. So we just turned to Num Vavam Beis Pansim Adem Nui Tilem Gru. For all those who need Yeshua Shidduchim Refuz and Yeshua's, please join Tilem.8mindav.com and by Shlomo Lazarin from Los Angeles in honor of my wife for being Moshe Nefesh for me to prepare Shir. Now, why does the Mishnah say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we split it up differently? 7 and 5. The incoming guys get 7 breads. The outgoing guys get 5. Why? Because the outgoing guys, they open the doors, they forgot to close the door. The incoming guys are going to have to close the doors at night. So they need to get paid for closing the doors. They get two extra breads. As the Gemara of Anemelei, Dal Bedal. Instead of us splitting it like this, let's split it equally. Because next time, next week when you leave, you're going to get five instead of seven. So this week you get six. Next week you'll get six. We'll always do six. Why do we have to do seven and five? Says the Gemara, tremendously saw it in life. Omar Abaye, butzino tova mikara. You have a small gourd. You could have it today. Or you can leave it in the ground and let it grow for another 2 weeks. What do? You take it today. Whatever you have today, one bird in the hand is better than two birds in the bush. This is what we have now. This is what you eat. So, lahalacha. We use this lahalacha. Certain halachas, let's say there's a ksuba and the guy doesn't have enough money. You take whatever he has now and you worry about the rest later. Take now. And Rabbeisai, it has to do with Torah also. Here's a perfect example. We're on the last Amud of the Masechta. Take what you have now. Don't wait until Masechta's Beitza to learn. You learn today. You have a daf. You don't know if you're going to be alive tomorrow. Take what you have today. A lot of people push, I'm going to do next Masechta and next this. When I get older, I'm going to learn. When I get a new job, I'm going to learn. You start today. Butzino tova mikara. Omer Rav Yehuda, ubimusafim chalkim. Says Rav Yehuda, halacha, the Gemara says he's wrong. Says, not only do they, whoever's there, gets to participate in the lechem aponim, also in the musaf of yontif, meisvei. Mishmar ayosis oisat tamid shel shachar u'musafim. The mishmar who leaves does the tamid of the shachar and musaf. Mishmar sanichnesis oisat tamid shel bein harbaim uvazichin. Wow, Baruch Hashem, here's the thing. Lechem aponim, and these are the two spoonfuls of frankincense, and that goes on the mizbeach. The vazichin, who does this? The mishmar who comes in, doesn't mention anything about the new guys getting part of the skins of the musaf. Says the Gemara, that's not a great raya because we're not talking about division over here. We're just saying what they have to do in terms of their avoida. Omar Ava, but I have a better raya that's going to slug Rav Yehuda up. The Tanav Shmuel does talk about division and it doesn't mention musaf, and that will be a raya against them. The leaving guys, they do the morning tamid and musaf. Doesn't mention anything about dividing the musaf. The guys coming in, they do the evening tamid and the frankincense. There was four koyanim. Two from the one leaving and two from the one coming in. And they divide up here. They're talking about division. Doesn't talk about dividing the musaf. Let's just do the two more lines. How come those coming in, they eat their bread right over here? Until Gary gets his thing, I'll do it. They eat their bread right over here. Why is it? So everybody should know they're the chashev ones. They're coming in. And this side, people should see that they are leaving. Have a wonderful day and mazel tov to everybody.